My name is Michael Rivest, and I am honored to be here. And before I introduce my guest, I want to say the true fans of late 50s doo-wop were familiar with the Fidelities, with hits like The Things I Love, Memories of You, Captain of My Ship, Walk with the Wind. It's a long list. And the Fidelities appeared on American Bandstand. They toured with Etta James, Jackie Wilson, Fats Domino, just about everybody you can think of. And what people will not know, however, is that right here in Albany, we have the founding member of the Fidelities. And this is my good friend that I have here right now. I want to introduce to you Mr. Earl Thorpe. Hello,
Mike,
Earl.
Mike, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
So, look, it, I just want to turn this over to you.
Yeah.
Tell me, how did all this start? How did you go from singing as a young man in, what, a church choir or something, or wherever you were?
Well, we were in Jacksonville, Florida. I migrated here. The relatives here came up in 56 with intentions of doing music. So we formed a group. We sent for Maurice the next year, which was 57.
And that's Maurice Newton.
He was the lead singer. So 57, 58, we went to New York. We met Ben Bott, Joe Massolet from Universal Attraction. We went to do the amateur hour at the Apollo. He said, you're not amateurs, you're pros. We met him downstairs, and he said, come back in 2 weeks. We came back 2 weeks. He signed us. We had an agent before we had a record company. He introduced us to Sawa Benowitz, who had Baton and Sergar Records, and we signed with Saul. And the rest is history. We had, first job we did was with Big Maybelle. Before we even recorded, we worked with Big Maybelle, Hackensack, New Jersey. Leon's was a club there. Quite an experience, you know, coming from one phase to that phase was
sure.
Quite an experience.
And were you a quintet then?
Yeah.
Okay. And Maurice was with you then?
Maurice was with us.
As lead singer. And you were the bass?
I sang bass, baritone, anything that was missing, I sang.
That's funny, because your speaking voice,
yeah.
I wouldn't strike me as a bass
yeah.
voice. You might have a big range.
I'm
and
blessed.
I know this because I've heard you sing, and I'm going to tell the listeners right now that I've meant to hear you a few times, and I know you want to talk about, before we wrap up, you know, the fact that you're still singing
mm-hmm.
in this area. And
yeah.
it's worth singing, folks. I mean, it'll set you back on your heels and put another part in your hair and listening to these guys do what they do. But tell me, now you, I mean, your credits, it's incredible. In my age group, I mean, American Bandstand was like the pinnacle of everything.
Yes,
us.
It was.
And you were on this three times.
Three times, yeah.
What was the first time?
First time was when we had The Things I Love. We were playing in Providence, Rhode Island Celebrity Club. We had to leave Celebrity Club to be at Bandstand the next day. So when we had to pack up that night, that's the way they did you. And you didn't fly. You rode in your car. And we had to drive all the way to Philadelphia to American Bandstand.
It must have been obviously a thrill.
It was a thrill. You know, where everybody had sang before you, and now you're there. You had to pinch yourself.
Now, how did you go from there to touring with these enormous names?
Well, what the first time in Apollo, we was with Lil Willie John, Jackie Wilson, Costas, Flamingos. We worked out of the same agent. He would sell us along with other groups. If he had a star, he would sell us along with the star. You take these guys, I won't give you this guy. You know, so it was a bargaining tool that he used.
For those who might have just tuned in, we're talking to Earl Thorpe, founding member of the Fidelities, the great late 50s doo-wop group. Now, you must have had interactions with Jackie Wilson. And
we worked with Jackie a week in the Apollo. See, the Apollo Theater is a week at a time. You're in contact with everybody. So you had a conversation with everybody, and everybody wanted to know everybody then.
Sure.
You know? So it was very good.
Yeah.
Willie John, we took Willie John. Had car problems. We were going to the Howard in Washington, the next job, and Willie had a car problem. And so Willie had to ride with us. So that's the way we did it, you know, until he got things squared away, you know.
Yeah. And Fats Domino. I mean, talk about...
Fats Domino, that was the second time in Apollo. Fats Domino was, he was a gentleman from the word go. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Really?
He would give you the do's and don'ts of the business, what you do and what you didn't do, you know what I mean? On that show, it was the Dells, the Spaniels, Flamingos, Kalen Twins, Etta James. Can't remember the others, but, it, you know, it was quite the show.
And the crowds must have been...
Oh, yeah. You do four shows a day. The show was an hour and a half. They show a movie, and then they do the show.
At what point in your life was this? I mean, you were a young guy, right?
I was 21. On the road.
On the road.
Yeah.
You must have some road stories.
Oh, stories off. Stories after stories.
Give us a road story.
I'm married. I'm better off not telling you some of the stories. It wouldn't be good.
We're going to screen that one out, folks. No. It's got to be a thrill. But looking back on it now, do you have a fondest memory or anything that you look back on and sort of still pinch yourself?
I never worked with Sam Cooke, but I met him. He came in the Apollo and came backstage, and I met him. That was a memory that I won't forget.
I mean, there's probably few people you didn't meet.
I met everybody in my era.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible.
Everybody in my era.
If I throw out a name, who would met him?
Yeah.
Little Anthony.
The Everly Brothers. Okay. Little Anthony. Yeah. Yeah, I met Little Anthony and the Purells. I met everybody you can name. You throw out a name and that.
Where'd you meet the Everly Brothers? How did that come about?
We did a Washington, D.C. We did the Mitch Grant show, TV show. And we met them there because we were doing that TV show.
Before any more time goes by, I want people to know that you're still at this.
Yeah, I'm doing gospel now, and we're working all the time. In fact, we're doing a benefit for WMAC at the Linden on the 14th of next month.
Okay, at the Linda. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 14th of April. It's something to see, folks. Yeah. I remember I went to see you. You were saying, come hear us. And heard a lot of people, and I didn't expect to be set back on my heels that
way.
You can tell someone who's been doing this professionally his entire life.
Name of the group is the Heavenly Echoes.
The Heavenly Echoes.
Yeah.
Okay, folks.
And we're everywhere.
Here. But it's something you do want to catch, folks. You know, I'm a musician myself, and I've heard a lot of great performances, but I did not expect what I heard. Not that I didn't think it would be good. I just didn't think it would knock me out the way you did. And I mean that. All right. Well, we're going to bring this to an end, but I want to thank the famous Earl Thorpe from Albany. This is the kind of thing that people who live in New York City don't look at the Statue of Liberty. You know, well, if you're in Albany, you don't know that Earl Thorpe lives here. The founding member of the great 50s doo-wop group, the Fidelities. Earl,
thank you
so
very
much.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, my friend.
Us.